You're taking over at a time when the office is preparing for some high-profile cases, namely the William Curl murder trial, which is scheduled to begin when you officially take over. What approach do you plan to bring to these cases?
The Curl case is being prepared thoroughly by lead counsel in that case, Stephanie Klein, and Phil Montgomery, who is prosecuting the case with her. Those are the people that have been assigned to the case. I have the utmost confidence in those individuals, as I would say that the experienced, competent felony prosecutors who are the kind of people who are up to handling this case, and I think they're completely up to handling it and will be ready to do so when the trial begins.
There is also a lot of attention being paid to situations at Northern Illinois University, including the Coffee Fund case. How do you anticipate the case playing out under your control?
I intend to review the file in the Coffee Fund case when I become the state's attorney and have the legal authority to do so, and will be able to make intelligent comments to the extent that a prosecutor is allowed to make comments about a pending case, and I will be able to make some intelligent decisions about how the case will proceed. But not having been the state's attorney and not being the state's attorney at this point, it would be inappropriate for me to really make any comment at all beyond what I just said.
DeKalb County is preparing to enter a new judicial circuit. What does this mean for the county and the services provided by local courts?
Well, I think it'll result in more flexibility. It'll result in more, I guess you would say, maybe for lack of a better word, home rule for our judiciary. DeKalb County and Kendall County are relatively equal population. The number of judges will be relatively equal. The circuit judges, essentially, when we were part of the 16th Judicial Circuit, any decision that the judges in Kane County wanted to make, they could make really without any say by the judges in DeKalb and Kendall because of the sheer number of judges in Kane. And I'm not saying that they did anything or that they did anything inappropriate. What I'm saying is just we'll be in a better position to have two counties in this circuit that are similar in size, similar in makeup, and I think you'll get a better feel for the needs of counties of this size.
Richard Schmock, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome.